From the Holy Land to the Vatican. Christmas celebrations around the world. The interview streams online and opens in movie theaters.
The controversy is what pushed me to see this movie.
And near St. Louis, a second night of protests following a police shooting. Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. From Manger Square in Bethlehem to New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral and the Vatican.
Buon Natale.
Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas. Our coverage begins with CBS's Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
Pope Francis appeared serious on the main lodge of St. Peter's Basilica as he prayed for peace in areas of conflict. In his Christmas message, he mentioned Syria, Iraq, and the Middle East, also Ukraine and various countries in Africa. He spoke of those suffering from illnesses and Ebola, and also turned his thoughts to children victims of violence.
I'm Robert Berger in Bethlehem. Palestinian Christians celebrated Christmas Mass at the Church of the Nativity, Bethlehem Mayor Vera Baboon.
The main message is all I want for Christmas this year is justice. And if there is justice, there is peace.
The Latin Patriarch called on Jews, Christians, and Muslims to live in peace in the Holy Land. Robert Berger, CBS News, Bethlehem.
The president is remembering those who can't be home on this holiday, White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Obama is saluting the nation's military in his holiday message. He noted the U.S. combat mission in Afghanistan will officially close at the end of December. The president said the holidays are a time to honor the troops and their families.
We're able to gather with family and friends because our troops are willing to hug theirs goodbye and step forward to serve.
The first family will spend the day at their vacation home here, exchanging gifts under the tree and enjoying a traditional holiday meal. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Honolulu.
With those U.S. and NATO combat troops celebrating their last Christmas in Afghanistan, Senator John McCain is also there. He's in Kabul meeting with the Afghani president and other officials. Its release was canceled after various threats, but the interview has a new life. It premiered online yesterday and in theaters at midnight. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles.
Finally, after all the controversy, after Sony Studios first said no, then said yes, the interview made it to the big screen just past midnight. The crowd reacted with cheers as the film began. Hadrian Belov runs the Cine Family Theater where the midnight showing took place.
As soon as we heard that, you know, this film might not come out for all the wrong reasons, we, along with a lot of other theaters, you know, I think formed a little movement to try and get it released.
People stood in line, some for over an hour. Many felt they were making a statement.
It's important to stand up against censorship.
And the star of the interview, Seth Rogen, along with co-director Evan Goldberg, showed up to thank the audience.
We thought this might not happen at all.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Variety co-editor-in-chief Andrew Wallenstein says the simultaneous streaming and theatrical release could be a game changer.
We're in such uncharted territory. I think it's entirely possible we haven't heard the last of the streaming partners that are going to be joining Sony on this.
In Berkeley, Missouri, a second night of protests after a white officer shot and killed an 18-year-old black man. Police responding to a convenience store theft. Video shows the suspect aiming a gun at the officers. KMOX reporter Michael Calhoun.
The protesters have expressed skepticism at the discovery of the gun by police, and they say that even though the circumstances are different on the face of it in this situation, they have learned not to trust the police and not to trust the establishment and to go into every situation skeptical.
Berkeley is just 2 miles from Ferguson, Missouri, where a white officer shot and killed unarmed Michael Brown last summer. Looking for Christmas Day snow, National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovac.
White Christmas-wise, it looks like it's going to be confined to the western U.S., across the Rocky Mountains, and into the central high plains, where we do have a pretty large area of moderate to heavy snow expected today as a storm system pushes eastward across that area.
Police near New Orleans are looking for a motive after a man shot and killed a last-minute Christmas shopper in a crowded mall. Jefferson Parish Sheriff Newell Norman says the gunman was waiting outside the store.
The victim had just finished a transaction at the cash register and was walking away when the perpetrator walked up to within 3 to 4 feet of him. And we believe at this point in time that they were I think three shots fired.
The gunman was caught several blocks away. A lab technician at the Centers for Disease Control is being monitored for possible accidental exposure to the Ebola virus. Officials say it happened during an experiment. Vanderbilt University infectious disease specialist William Schaffner.
There's no risk to the general public whatsoever. The people who are potentially exposed are being monitored and being cared for appropriately.
CBS's Larry Miller reports that the virus is not taking a holiday at one of its epicenters.
Northern Sierra Leone is in lockdown for at least 3 days to try to contain the Ebola epidemic. The country has the highest number of Ebola cases in West Africa. Shops, markets, and non-Ebola-related travel are banned, and so are most public Christmas celebrations and gatherings. Sierra Leone numbers 9,000 Ebola cases and more than 2,400 deaths. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Facebook faces a class action lawsuit over personal profiles and targeted advertising. CBS's Lauren Lister.
It accuses the social media giant of violating users' privacy by scanning the content of messages they send to other users for advertising purposes. Facebook made a bid to dismiss the suit, but a federal judge in California is allowing the case to go through.
Former President George H.W. Bush remains hospitalized on this Christmas. He checked in Tuesday night after experiencing shortness of breath. His spokesman says yesterday was a good day for him, that Mr. Bush is being kept there as a precaution. A Jordanian pilot is being held captive in northeastern Syria a day after his plane crashed during an air raid. Sajen Gohel is a terrorism expert with the Asia Pacific Foundation in London.
There is ultimately very little that the Jordanians can try and do to get him back. They could try and negotiate with a prisoner release. That would be deeply opposed by the U.S. and the U.K.
Jordan is part of the U.S.-led coalition. It says it holds ISIS responsible for that pilot's safety. The first Americans to spend Christmas in space were Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders.
The crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you.
From near the moon in 1968.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Two Americans are part of the 15th crew to spend Christmas aboard the International Space Station, Commander Barry Butch Wilmore.
We'll be separated from our families, but we've got each other, and we've got some plans for some gift exchanges and such, and just celebrate it much like we would back home.
Crewmate Terry Virts.
We got some turkey and mashed potatoes in the kitchen, so we got some traditional Christmas stuff here.
All of that includes Christmas stockings and decorations. The crews will all speak to their family members today. There are six members in all. And by the way, Space Station Facebook picture shows Virts wearing a Santa hat and Wilmore sporting a Santa beard. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday, December 25th, 2014. Merry Christmas. I'm Peter King, CBS News.